FM.
The other day I was sitting with a table full of mums and they were having the exact same conversation with each other, and that is, how on earth do you get your kid to either go to sleep at night time, go to bed,
yes,
or how do you get your kid to wake up in the morning to get ready to go to school? Anyway, I thought, well, let's try to do something about this. Professor Harriet Hiscock has released a whole bunch of books about this exact topic, so we've got her on the line. Good morning, Harriet.
Good morning.
All right, buddy. Question number one, how do parents get their kids to actually go to sleep?
Yeah, great question. And I think there's a lot of things that parents can do. So some stuff is pretty, you know, obvious. Set up a good bedtime routine, you know, so it might be dinner, bath, brush your teeth, read a story, go to bed. And just having that sort of routine can help kids know what to expect next. So it doesn't have to be to the, you know, the absolute minute, but having a good bedtime routine really helps. Then it's keeping media outside the bedroom, so phones, tablets, et cetera, outside the bedroom, always fun. And then encouraging them to put themselves to sleep. And that's what some of our books do. They really try and motivate the kids to want to go to sleep by themselves. Otherwise, if you lie there having to pat them or rock them to sleep or whatever, when they wake up overnight, they'll want you to pat or rock them back to sleep again.
So I've got a 6-year-old son, and he, in my opinion, currently goes to bed too late. Is that, what time do you reckon 6-year-olds should be hitting the sack, Harriet?
Look, it's about quality of sleep as much as it is about how much sleep they get. So a 6-year-old should probably be going to bed around about 7 p.m., maybe a little bit later.
That's super early.
Where are you, Lee?
I'm at 8:30 on a good night.
That's okay, 8:30. And if he sleeps through the night and wakes up by himself in the morning and is generally pretty happy during the day, then he's probably getting enough sleep. So it's very child-dependent, and it's actually a bit more about quality of sleep than quantity.
Well, I'll tell you this, Harriet, he sleeps like a legend. Once he's asleep, my wife and I have full conversations around him with the lights on, and he just never wakes up. However, every night at about 2 in the morning, 1 or 2 in the morning, he gets out of his bed, he walks to our bed, and he climbs in. And invariably, my wife gets out of our bed and goes and sleeps in his bed.
Yes. So the way a kid goes to sleep at the start of the night is the way they want to go back to sleep when they naturally wake up overnight. So there are some kids who can't go to sleep by themselves yet. They need mum or dad to sit next to them as they go to sleep at the start of the night. And so when they wake up at 2 a.m., they go, hang on, where's mum? Where's dad? I'm going to go and find them.
Yes.
Yep. Other kids do go to sleep okay by themselves at the start of the night, but when they wake up overnight, they can get a bit worried or anxious. And sometimes for those kids, we say put a mattress on the floor next to your bed and they can come into your bedroom, but they have to go onto that mattress and reward them in the morning for doing so.
Oh, that would be terrible for my decor though, Professor.
Sleep versus decor.
The one I related to, there's a whole swag of books on different sleeping issues, is worries. My kids are a little bit older, like 11 and 13, and they wake up and worry about things.
And this is also really, really common. But what we say is when you worry about your things, try and do it in the afternoon, not just before bedtime. Set aside a worry time.
Just worry 24/7 like I do.
Well, that's it. What we model as parents is what our kids often do as well.
We're chatting to Professor Harriet Hiscock. She's released a whole bunch of really cool books that help your child sleep. And the other one is Waking Up, before we let you go. What about parents that every morning just struggle to get their kids to wake up? What should they be doing?
Yeah, well, one of the easiest things to do is when they go to bed, open up their blinds or their shutters. So when the sun comes up in the morning, that will naturally switch off the melatonin in the brain and help your child wake up. But then also just have a look at, are they going to bed too late? Have you got all the devices out of the bedroom? Because usually if kids are getting enough sleep, they will wake up by themselves in the morning, except for teenagers who naturally shift their sleep cycles to go to bed late and want to get up later.
The device one's an interesting one, because my wife and I have having a debate about our 14-year-old daughter, and we always go, righto, all phones out, no iPads, no phones, everything out when they go to sleep. But my wife's like, well, why don't we just let her have her phone overnight, which I reckon is a minefield.
I think that's a huge minefield, because even though your daughter may stay off it, often other kids will be on it, and you set the pings start at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then it's the temptation to get out of bed and see what the message is.
Yeah.
And then that wakes them up and they can't get good quality sleep.
If you want more information, the place to go is Sleep with Kip. That's Kip with a K, sleepwithkip.com. And you'll find all your information there and how to get some of these magnificent tips and help your kids sleep a little bit better. Professor Harriet Hiscock, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.